time for our inspirations. And this one is just called The Gift of Faith. Clara's parents had died in a road accident when she was a baby. Her grandmother had brought her up. She was the only mother Clara ever knew. She was her anchor, her guardian, her teacher, her friend, and gave Clara the security of being loved unconditionally. They did everything together, and she grew up with the rhythm of Sunday Mass, parish involvement, and saying the daily rosary. Clara was the only child of her grandmother's only child, and she had no other family. So when her grandmother died suddenly, when she was 18, Clara's life was shattered. Her faith was shattered, and her heart was broken. In the silence of her heart, she screamed at God for taking her beloved grandmother, her only family, and her safety and security in life. "What will become of me?" she cried. She stopped going to church, convinced that God had been silent when she needed him most. She felt abandoned, isolated, alone, believing in nothing and surrendering to emptiness. And so the years passed. She buried herself in work and distractions. She even became a successful businesswoman. But she never put her foot in the church again and remained bitter and angry with God. She missed her grandmother terribly every day and felt a sad emptiness deep inside her being. Then one December evening, while walking home a different way from usual, she passed a small chapel with its doors open. Inside, candles flickered before the tabernacle, and a few people knelt in silent adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Something stirred in her chest, an ache she had been long ignored. But she quickly walked on. Drawn like a moth to a flame, Clara chose to walk past the chapel the next 3 days, each time feeling that ache and pull to enter its light and warmth, but resisting it. At last, on the fourth evening, she went in and sat at the back and whispered angrily to God, "If you are real, show me." No voice answered. No miracle occurred. But as she sat in the stillness, tears came. Soft, unforced, healing tears. Tears that brought awareness and understanding. In that quiet, she realized it wasn't God who had left her or abandoned her. In her grief and pain and fear, she had walked away from him, and yet he had waited, and now she felt embraced and enveloped in his unconditional love, and her grandmother felt very close. A few days later, Clara went to confession. The priest smiled gently and said, "Welcome home." From then on, for Clara, faith was no longer just something she'd inherited from her grandmother. Rather, she recognized it was a precious gift from God that she has chosen to accept and leave.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.